Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
Allied soldiers saved by priest.
Well, my friend, do you agree?
Agree?
Father O'Flaherty, you've not heard a word I said.
I'm sorry, Father Borg. I'm afraid I haven't. What was it you were saying?
It's not important. We'll talk about it tomorrow. What's going on in St. Peter's Square that seems to have caught your attention?
The Gestapo.
They are here again? Where?
Come and look. The two men leaning against that large black car.
Yes. Now I see them.
That car is parked on that very spot every day, just behind the white line that divides the Vatican from Rome.
Well, there's nothing unusual in that. The Germans are always hanging around.
I'm not worried about the ordinary German soldier. It's the Gestapo. Oh. Do you know why they're there?
Watching for someone?
For escaped prisoners.
Allied soldiers?
Yes. There have been quite a few lately seeking refuge in the Vatican.
Yes, I've noticed that myself. Well, I suppose we've got to expect it. The Allied armies moving up in Italy.
There are more and more of them each day. Prisoners of war escaped from Italian camps and airmen caught behind the enemy lines.
I suppose those are the fortunes of war. From one prison camp to another.
If that's all that happens to them.
What do you mean?
What happens to them in the Via Firenze?
The SS headquarters?
Yes.
We can only pray for them, my friend.
I'd like to do something to help them.
You? What can you do? You are a priest, an official of the Vatican. To help escaping prisoners would
be... I think I'll see Sir Darcy Osborne, the British ambassador to the Vatican.
It won't be easy for him to help you.
Well, I don't want him to help physically. I just want his advice. That's the answer. Why are you laughing?
There was a time when you used to say that the British cabinet should be taken out and hanged from lampposts in Whitehall.
That was a long time ago. It was during the 1920 Troubles. I was a student. I've seen a great deal of life since then.
Listen, my friend. Even if Sir Darcy is interested, where will you hide these men? In the Vatican?
No, I couldn't do that.
Where, then?
Father Borg, would anyone have thought that your small island of Malta would be able to hold out against the Germans?
What has that to do with this situation?
If a few people can take on a vast air force, then I can take on Colonel Kapler. Just give me time, and I shall find somewhere to hide them. Oh, good evening. Is the ambassador at home?
You have an appointment, Monsignor?
I'm afraid not, but the matter's urgent.
Come in, Monsignor.
Thank you.
Who should I say wishes to see him?
Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty. We have met.
If you will wait, sir.
Who is it, John?
There he is now. Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty, sir. He asks if he might see you for a moment.
Father O'Flaherty, this is a pleasure. Won't you come into the study?
Thank you.
I imagine Monsignor O'Flaherty would like some tea. Would you order some for us, John?
Very good, sir.
This way, Monsignor. And what brings you out on a bitter night like this?
A project I've set for myself, Sir Darcy, and one that I'd hoped that you might help me with.
Indeed. Take that chair. It's the most comfortable. Now then, how can I help you?
Well, it's about all these escaping Allied troops. The Germans are catching more and more of them as they try to seek sanctuary in the Vatican.
I know. I've been very worried about the matter, but I'm afraid there's nothing anyone can do to help
them.
Well,
I want to form an escape route.
How?
Well, money talks, Sir Darcy, and I need money and people if I'm to smuggle escapers into the Vatican. I would also need money if I'm to feed and clothe them.
You'd hide them here, in the Vatican?
Well, why not? There are a great number of rooms empty at the moment. But, of course, the operation would have to be kept secret. And I was thinking that if you were to...
Monsignor O'Flaherty, believe me, I know how you feel, but...
You don't like the idea?
Of course I like it. The thought that someone cares enough to help the lads delights me. It's just that...
You won't help me.
I can't help you.
Why not?
You've got to understand my position in the Vatican. I am the only British ambassador still stationed in occupied Europe.
I know that. And that's why you could be so much help to us.
Not really. If anyone were to find out that I'm helping you, Britain could lose its advantage in having me here. Please believe I would help you if I could.
Sir Darcy, you and I know that it won't be long before the Italians are pushed back from Rome.
That's true.
And because of that, the city will be well and truly under the heel of the Germans. Surely you can see what that would mean to these brave young men.
You are determined to help them?
Yes.
Then, as British ambassador to the Vatican, may I say how grateful we will be to you.
But as an Englishman, you would rather hide your head in the sand. Is that what you mean?
Touché from an Irishman. No, that's not what I mean. As ambassador, I can't help you. As Darcy Osborne, I shall be delighted to do so. You're welcome to use whatever personal funds are at my command. Here's John with the tea. Put the tray down here, and then take a chair.
Excuse me, sir.
Monsignor O'Flaherty.
Sit down.
Yes, sit down. Monsignor O'Flaherty and I have one or two things to discuss with you.
I've done something wrong, sir.
Not yet. Sit down.
Very good, sir.
Now then, Father, let us discuss one very important point. Milk and sugar.
Please.
As I see it, you're well known amongst the diplomatic corps of the Vatican and Rome. Your tea.
Thank you. Well, I've attended a few cocktail parties.
Help yourself, John.
Thank you, sir.
On the other hand, John May, my butler, moves in slightly different circles. He knows the realm of the black market. I'd say he's acquainted with every crook in the city.
Sir Darcy.
And that could be useful. I imagine you'll need contacts to provide clothing and food and probably even forged papers.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Now, I'm going to leave the two of you together. Believe me, Father O'Flaherty, John will be infinitely more useful to you than I shall ever be. That is, if he agrees to help you.
What is it that you want me to do, sir?
Be part of Monsignor's escape route for Allied troops.
Will you do it, John?
If Sir Darcy approves, sir.
Wholeheartedly.
Then I shall be glad to help Monsignor.
Good. Enjoy your tea together. And let me know later how much money you'll need to get the project started.
More escapees have come through, Father O'Flaherty.
They are French officers. I found them hiding in St. Peter's.
But the point is, what are we going to do with them? Now that Italy's out of the war, the SS has tightened its grip on the city, and John and I are finding it increasingly difficult to get the lads past the German guards into the Vatican.
Ah.
As you know, the authorities have tightened up on who they allow to seek sanctuary, and, well, they had no alternative.
Why, you are closing the escape route?
Oh, certainly not, but we've got to find another place, but where?
Would you use a private house?
Strangely enough, you know, I have John May searching for one at this moment.
Then I think I might have the answer. You've heard of Madame Chevalier?
She's Maltese?
Yes, a widow who lives in a flat in the Via del Imperio.
You think that she'd be willing to help us?
I'm sure she would.
Is it a large flat?
It has to be. She has six daughters.
And she's willing to pack her flat to the ceiling with escaped prisoners?
I spoke to her this morning. In fact, she offered to have them. She's a wealthy woman and can afford to feed them.
Is there anyone in the flat apart from the daughters and the servants, perhaps?
No, not since the Germans moved into Rome. She feels safer without any.
Does she know how dangerous it will be to house the prisoners?
Yes. I told her it probably wouldn't be long before Colonel Kapler realized some sort of escape route was in operation. She didn't seem worried.
And you trust her?
Implicitly. I've known her for a great many years. There is one other advantage.
That is?
The daughters of Madame Chevalier are as eager to help as she is. They have already asked if they might act as couriers, accompanying your soldiers on the next leg of the journey to safety.
I wonder. I don't like the idea of involving women, though.
Well, at least give her a chance to prove her worth. Let her care for our Frenchman, and then, if you are not happy about the situation, we'll look for somewhere else.
Very well. Where are the men now?
In St. Peter's itself.
And you have suggested that they should give themselves up to the Vatican Guard?
Oh, they won't hear of it. They're not prepared to spend the rest of the war in internment. All they'll talk about is getting back to their units so that they can continue the fight.
All right, very well. We'll help them. Keep them where they are until this evening, and I'll get in touch with John May.
Monsignor, I'm here.
I thought you hadn't come.
You knew I wouldn't let you down, sir.
Well, that's right, of course. Have you given thought to Father Borg's idea?
Yes, sir.
And what do you think of it?
I suppose if he knows Madame well, it will be all right. It's just that the Vatican seems safer, sir.
I've already told you the Vatican's finished as a haven, John. That's why these lads have been hiding in St. Peter's.
Where are they now, sir?
They're over there at the top of the steps leading to the entrance.
In the open?
Don't worry, don't worry. It's too dark for the Germans to see them. Not that it would matter if they did. I found them some clothes. Come on, we'll go and fetch them. And the best thing is to walk past the guard as if nothing is the matter.
You know they've increased the guard, sir.
Yes, that's right.
What if they're asked for their papers, sir?
Oh, it's unlikely they will be.
But they're even stopping priests.
Priests? Take a look at our Frenchmen. You can see them clearly now. Look.
Can I? I'm not sure that I...
Well, they're the two priests, standing to the right of the main door.
Oh, no. If the Germans should find out...
They are not going to find out anything. Now, come on, John. We're going to get our Trappist friends to Madame Chevalier's flat in safety.
Trappist, sir?
A silent order. We'll pray the SS doesn't know the difference between a Trappist and any other order.
Oh,
should
yes,
they question
sir.
Us, the men will keep quiet and you can tell the Germans they're under a vow of silence.
This is the street, Father. Are the men following us?
They're coming.
Good. We don't want to lose them when we disappear into that building.
What's the matter?
The man standing at the entrance is a Gestapo spy.
What do we do?
We must brazen it out, sir. I work in the British Embassy in the Vatican. There's no reason why I shouldn't be seen in the company of three priests. We'll wait for our soldier friends to catch up with us. It would be better to stick together. Give them the sign to keep quiet.
All right, as you wish. There, they've seen it. The Gestapo man's looking this way. He's coming toward us.
Put a bold face on it, Father Offlati. They say there are 365 steps to the top.
366? I know he's going to speak to us.
The view is magnificent. The spires of churches stand out against it like... Ignore him.
What if he should, though?
And then there's the inside of the dome. Craftsmanship such as I've never seen before.
Shouldn't we plan what we're going to say?
Too late. He's nearly here. Of course, there's St. Stephen's in Vienna. That's one of my favorites. It's so very... Evening, Signor Marcelli. So very old and mellow. I'd say it has...
He's gone, he's gone.
I don't want to go through that every day of my life.
Oh, I was sure he was about to stop you.
I'd rather not think about it. Quick, into the entrance, Father. This way, lads. We're almost there.
The Via del Imperio. It's a central address.
It could be a little too central, but we'll see about that. At least the men will have their first peaceful sleep in a long time, even if it is on the floor.
You can't give up now, Father Offlati.
I don't see that I've got any alternative, Madame Chevalier.
For why?
Well, the men are not coming in twos and threes any longer. Every day, more and more of them are pouring into St. Peter's. And we're running short of accommodation and money.
If it is of any use, I can spare a few more lire a month.
You are doing too much as it is.
Oh, no.
You've got daughters to care for.
Oh, we are used to pulling in our belts, huh?
You're a wonderful woman, madam, but to support the number of escapees I estimate may come to us, we need a millionaire's income. You know how these things are.
See?
The prices on the black market are out of all proportion.
Oh, this I know.
Sir Darcy has been generous to the extreme, but even his source of money is running out.
If we were to reduce the number of men we help, at least some of them would get away, no?
But how do we choose?
I know. Then none of them want to spend the rest of the war interned, huh? Oh, please excuse me. This will be one of my children. I asked for the phone. Hello, this is Madame Chevalier. Who? Ah, Filippo! How nice to hear your voice. Where have you been hiding yourself, huh? Oh, Monsignor Offlati. See, yes, I know him. Oh, I am sure he could. Strangely enough, he's here now. Would you like to speak to him on the phone? Ah, see, I understand. See. Very well, Filippo. I will give him your message. Thank you for calling. Goodbye. Do you believe in miracles, Father Offlati? That was a Prince Filippo Pampili.
The millionaire.
See, head of one of Rome's richest families, an anti-fascist. He wants to see you.
Me? But why?
He wasn't prepared to say over the telephone. He asked whether you would visit him at his villa today. Will you do that?
Do you think he might be prepared to help us?
He seemed to know all about you.
But how? So far, the route is secret.
Unless someone has talked, huh?
The prince. is reliable.
Oh, is anyone reliable at this time, Signor Flati, huh?
I do not know whether this will be enough, Monsignor, but at least it's a start.
450,000 lira? Oh, Your Highness, it's an unbelievable amount, but how did you know?
About the escape route?
I thought it was a well-kept secret.
Oh, it is. Though for how long, I don't know. Your English friend John May came to see me. He knows how I feel about the Gestapo. He told me you were running short of money. That's true,
Well, yes, I know, but...
But you don't trust me.
I didn't say that. But 450,000 lire is a great deal of money.
Monsignor O'Flaherty, I am only one of Rome's aristocracy who cannot wait for the liberation of our beautiful city. Indeed, I'd do anything in my power to hasten the moment. That is why I want to help you.
Thank you, Your Highness. I accept the gift. I shall use it primarily for accommodation. This is our biggest problem.
Excellent. I have a friend with an apartment close to the Vatican that I'm sure he'd be willing to rent. He has moved to Florence for the duration of the war, and the place is standing empty. Would you like me to make inquiries?
I'd be grateful if you would. I've already inquired about a flat in the Via Firenze, where I thought...
You must have been mad. It's in the same street as the SS headquarters.
Actually, it's in the same building.
Now, I know you're mad.
Well, it may sound so, but there's method in my madness. I'd say the closer the men are to the Germans, the less likely would be their chances of detection.
I wonder. How many people are in the know, Monsignor?
Well, quite a number. Most of the underworld friends of John May's.
Which means your chances of detection have increased.
Well, I suppose you could put it that way.
You are a brave man. I presume you have seen Colonel Kapler, head of the SS.
Well, yes, I've seen him once or twice.
Be careful. He's the most hated and dangerous man in Rome. Should he ever find out what you are doing, he'll make sure that you are arrested in spite of the fact that you are a Vatican priest.
What do you suppose they want?
Whatever it is, John, it would be better if we were not seen together.
You think Kepler knows of our association?
Well, I'm sure he does.
Another car has pulled up, sir. That's three of them, all Gestapo cars. I don't like it. Won't you come inside St. Peter's?
Presently. I want to see what's going on. I'll stand here by the door and I'll read my Bible.
Monsignor, it's Kepler. He's getting out of the third car.
So it is. While I read, you can tell me what he's doing.
He's talking to the Gestapo men standing on the boundary. He's pointing towards you with his riding crop. Please, Monsignor, it's not safe for you to stand here.
Has he crossed the boundary?
No. No, but I know it's you he's after. He's turning away. He's getting back into the car.
And the Gestapo?
They're moving towards us.
Interesting. Well, in that case, we will go into St. Peter's.
You've got to be careful, Monsignor. I didn't want to tell you, but now I must. I've been informed that Kapler knows about the escape route and is determined to arrest you.
In the Vatican? Oh, that's impossible. Are they still coming toward us?
Yes.
Monsignor O'Flaherty.
Oh, yes? Who is it?
Would you give me a moment of your time?
Not now.
It's a matter of life and death.
Oh, all right, very well.
Monsignor, should you...
If you wish, Signor Mayor can come with us.
You know my name.
Please, let us go into one of the side chapels.
Very well. Come this way. Can you see any sign of our friends, John?
It's the Gestapo, isn't it?
You know that, too.
I should do. I work for them.
You work for the Gestapo?
In the offices of Colonel Kapler.
What you want with me?
I thought this would interest you.
What is it?
The daily orders. I am the clerk responsible for making them out for Colonel Kapler. Read them.
Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty, the Irish priest, to be arrested and brought to SS headquarters.
What if it's a trap, sir?
Would I lie in the house of the Lord?
No, that I'm sure you wouldn't. Why have you brought this to me?
I want to do something to help my country.
Very well. Now then, you say that you're responsible for writing out the daily orders.
Exactly. You would be interested in receiving a copy each morning?
Naturally I would. But you'd be risking your life.
Men are risking their lives every day at the front. It's the least I can do. Realize Colonel Kapler has already captured a number of your escapees?
I had heard so.
And some of your couriers who have been trying to lead them to safety?
No, but I was afraid of that, too.
You know what happens to them when they are taken to the Gestapo headquarters in Via Tasso?
Yes.
It's also because I have seen what's happened to them that I have decided to do what I can to help.
Thank you, Giuseppe. I should be grateful to have a hotline to SS headquarters. I can hardly control them any longer, Madame Chevalier.
I know what you are going through, Monsignor. To look after over 3,000 a man must be a greater problem.
We've issued orders that no one must eat out at the restaurants frequented by the German officers, but they seem to look on the whole thing as a joke, as a way to pass the time.
And they become restless, cooped up in small rooms all over Rome.
That is hardly the point, Filippo. What if one of them should awaken under torture, huh? Do you realize what that would mean to Monsignor Flaffati?
Don't worry about me, madam. I know how to take care of myself.
Now, you may think you know, Monsignor, but do you realize how many SS troops have been brought to Roma for the express purpose of ferreting out your escapees?
Yeah, well, from the look of it, every SS trooper in Germany...
Over 2,000, and each of them a crack marksman. That's why so many men have been shot in the streets lately.
I know, but what do we do?
You say the lads have had orders to stay indoors?
Well, they've also been warned about what might happen if their hosts or hostesses are arrested.
And it makes no difference?
None at all, Filippo. None at all. I know that some of the men I harbor wander about the streets of Roma in the evenings. I've tried to argue with them, but they have become impatient. Mm. Help us to get back to our units so that we can finish the war, is all they say. I try to explain that the Allies have reached as far north as Monte Cassino, but that is not enough, no?
Perhaps if we were...
What is that?
Right, Monsieur. I'll look out of the window.
Oh, be careful, you're not seen.
No, it's all right. I'll look from behind the curtain.
Filippo, what is it?
The Gestapo. Let me look.
Oh, Father, please, no.
No, I must see.
No. Four of them.
Escapees?
From the look of them, yes.
In this house?
I don't know. I'll go down and see.
No, Monsignor. That would be madness. If you're seen coming out of this apartment, the Gestapo know that this is one of your havens for ex-prisoners.
Oh, one of them is Paul. I recognize him. He's an American boy. I thought that he was in his room. Oh, stupid child. What made him go out in a broad daylight? Why should he want to? Oh, Father, when are the Allies coming to Rome? When?
Father O'Flaherty.
I can't believe it.
They are here.
Yes, my son, they're here. After all this time, the Allies have entered Rome. And I shall have to say goodbye to my lads. I don't quite know how I'm going to face it. I've been a fool. Man of my age in tears.
It's a moving sight, Father.
It's a wonderful sight.
I think they'll give you a decoration for all that you've done, Father.
I don't want no decorations, John. All I want is to be able to live in peace again.
Sir Darcy sent me to find you, sir. He'd like you to join him for tea.
How like the English. Rome's fallen to the Allies, and all they can think of is their cup of tea. Nevertheless, it's a good idea. Lead the way, John.
You'll have to face quite a cross-examination.
What do you mean?
There are two war correspondents here, both anxious to know all they can about the Pimpernel priest.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.